Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Grounded Roots Wellness with Sam Black. I am your host, Sam Black, calling to you from Niagara Falls, Ontario. And I am so excited about our episode this afternoon. We have an absolutely amazing guest joining us. Her name is Christina Russell, and she is the author of Body Rebooted, and she's got so many services are fantastic. So for all of you out there, whether you're a mummy, a new mummy, or anyone else, Christina's going to have some fantastic ideas and strategies for you, and you're just going to love her. She's wonderful. So a little bit about Grounded Roots Wellness. This show is very much like our space in Niagara Falls. It is all about finding wellness in every area of our life, whether that be physical, emotional, spiritual, energetic, anything like that. We just want you to find wellness in every area. And you know, many of you know, we operate from that perspective of healing really needs to happen on three different levels. So what it needs to happen on a physical level with our body, it needs to happen mentally, cognitively with our conscious and subconscious, and it also needs to happen on an energetic, spiritual level. And that happens all with affirmations and what we're believing and what we're feeding our soul and all of that good stuff. And, you know, Christina really, really emulates that. And I cannot wait for you guys to talk to her and hear from her. So just in a few moments, we will bring her live. So a few things that are happening at Grounded Roots right now. We have our open house happening on October 24th. So although we're open now and you can come float with us and come meet with Chris or I, we have our grand opening, a big celebration on October 24th at 12:30. Hopefully you'll be able to join us. It'll be a lot of fun. The other thing is my Grounded Intuition course. Many of you have been excited about that, and I'm really excited. As you know, space is limited, so if you want to get registered, connect with me, and I'd be happy to get you on board. And finally, Spiritual Niagara is hosting an evening with spirit, and I am so fortunate to join three other local psychic mediums. We're going to be delivering messages from spirit that night and helping people connect with their loved ones. So thanks so much to Kathy Upper for organizing that. We're really looking forward to that and sharing an evening of spirit with you. So those tickets are found on Eventbrite, I believe, or look up Spiritual Niagara and you'll be able to find them. All right. Without any further ado, I would love to introduce Christina Russell. Christina Russell is a celebrity trainer with DDP Yoga. She also has her blog, Body Rebooted and Family Rebooted. She does a lot of amazing things. So I will bring her live now. Christina Russell, welcome so much and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
It is amazing to have you here, and I know I got to watch your live update earlier today. You go on Facebook every Thursday, and I just love it. Chris never misses it, and I always try and catch when he's watching. So I would love to hear, how did you come into the world of fitness and nutrition?
Well, I really, you know, I've always had a little bit of fitness and nutrition in me, but it really came about 4 years ago. I suffered a loss. I lost the baby about 20 weeks, and it really took a number on my body and my mind. And, you know, along with the weight gain, I had depression and anxiety and a whole host of other problems. But at the time, I had a almost two-year-old, and he had walked over to me one day and he put his little hand on me and he said, "Mommy, smile." And I realized that all my hurt and everything was, you know, not just affecting me, but it was affecting my family. So I had to do something about it. I looked into a bunch of different programs and I found the one called DDP Yoga. I started doing it and it really changed me from the inside out, both with the mental positivity and with the physical changes. And really, once you start working out, that kind of leads to, okay, what else can I do? Oh, I can change my food. So that got me into the food realm. And at the time, there were so many I mean, and still to this day, if you go online, there's so much information. Like, I didn't know what was right or what wasn't. So I decided to go back to school and get certified in nutrition and just kind of learn it from the pros. So, and from there, it was really just like a domino effect. I decided to leave my job at the time and spend more time with family, which allowed me to also get certified in fitness. And it just kept going and going and going. So it wasn't really planned, but it all stemmed from, you know, just a tragic event 4 years ago.
Yeah, and it's amazing how events that we would never wish to happen in our life actually promote such huge change in where we're going to end up going.
Yeah, if you would have told me 4 years ago that I would be doing health and fitness for a living, there's no way. I mean, I came from a hospitality background, so I ran marinas and hotels. Like, it's night and day. But although it was horrible, like, I think everything happens for a reason, and maybe I'm here to help other people and see the potential they can reach too. So.
Absolutely. And I know firsthand the change that you do bring about, because I'm not sure if you realize this or not, but while I was recovering from the brain injury and the accident and all of that, that's when Chris really got into DDP yoga. And you were one of his big supporters. Like, he often would just rave about you and how much support you provided. And, you know, so that was huge for him. So I know if you made that difference for him, you were at that time in Florida, we were in North Bay, Ontario, and you made that kind of a change just from that. You helped motivate that. So I can only imagine the magic that happens at the Performance Center all the time. And I just love how, with the way media is now, that we can reach people around the world and create that change and create that community regardless of where we are geographically. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. Like, especially, like you said, you just watched my Facebook Live. Being able to connect with people, you know, even if they're not local, is such a huge thing. Between that or, you know, FaceTime or whatever, it gets people on a deeper level. And I don't know, I love the connection. I think it's great.
Yeah, I do as well. It's fantastic. So you also recently had a little addition to your family. So Anastasia's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
And I know that she's been keeping you very busy. So I so appreciate that you were able to come today, but I love how you incorporate her in your live episodes, and, you know, everyone was so excited. I can remember when you were going in labor, like, there's people literally around the world who are like, yay, so excited for you. And what an amazing opportunity. Like, there are people that weren't even in your world 4 years ago.
Yeah, no, it's quite amazing. And, I think one of the coolest thing is a lot of people within the DDP yoga community, especially, really know me once I already reached my goals and I was already an instructor and helping other people, but not a lot of those people have seen me from ground zero. So having a baby and starting over, I just think it's really nice, because now all those people that I helped are kind of there for me. And, I don't know, it's very reciprocal, and it's very sweet, and it's helping me just as much as I've helped them, if not more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I have to really give you credit, because you are completely authentic with this. It's not like you're trying to hide the pain or hide the things that most people don't want to show the world. You're just saying, you know what, this is the real crap that I'm dealing with. And then all these other people are like, oh my gosh, me too. And so
yeah,
you're really inspiring people just by being you. And I just love that about you.
Oh. Well, thank you. I you know, it's hard to kind of be transparent like that and have everybody see like your weaknesses. But I think as challenging as it is in the end, it really makes you relatable. And you realize you're not alone. There's a lot of other people going through the same things.
Absolutely. So for those who don't know much about DDP yoga, can you tell us a little bit about it, and how is it different from traditional yoga?
So DDP yoga was created by a wrestler, Diamond Dallas Page. that in itself should tell you it's extremely one of a kind. But I mean, in a nutshell, it's basically a hybrid workout. It takes out the spiritualness of traditional yoga, and it really just is a good old fashioned, you know, workout that will give you cardio and strength training and flexibility. So it's a mix of yoga and sports therapy and what he calls dynamic resistance, which is really isometrics and traditional fitness. And it kind of puts it all into one. And it's more along the lines of, I'd say, like a power yoga. He just removes the namaste part of it. But as much as I say that, to me, there really is kind of a spiritual side to it, because I always feel so amazing after. So, you know, you can kind of take it however you want, but it's really just a hybrid workout that works, you know, three things at once.
Absolutely. And, you know, I find too, it's a great way to just boost your mood as well. I can remember when Chris was doing it, I wasn't cleared to start it yet because I was with the injuries. And I can remember when I was able to, just putting that frustration of, I can't do this anymore, and turning that around into, wow, I just did that. Was
yes.
such an amazing feeling. And that in and of itself is spiritual. You know, like we're really
yes.
drawing deep within, and we're getting emotions out in that workout. I would say more than in other traditional methods of workout, because it really, you know, Dallas encourages you to yell, and he encourages
mm-hmm.
you to get moving. And it's a great way to really process and work through emotion, I find. But there's tremendous, tremendous benefits. So definitely, if you have not checked it out yet, please check it out. And there's so much support, whether it be at the Performance Center with Christina and Dallas and the team there, whether it be here in Niagara Falls, you know, Chris is here for you, but there are trainers worldwide. So definitely, you know, connect with them. And the Facebook communities as well are just amazing as far as providing support for each other.
Yeah, that's probably the number one thing about the program, is that the people make the program amazing. So you always have that support, whether in person or online. That's literally probably the best part about the whole thing.
I have to totally agree with you. That and the encouragement of making the workout your own, I think is really
yes.
key, because so many people get intimidated. But that brings us to our next topic, because I am so excited. Near the end of your pregnancy, you were working on a big project. And
yes.
I would love for you to share with all our listeners all about the program that you developed using DDP Yoga and Pregnant Mommies.
Yeah, so the slogan for DDP Yoga has always been, it's not your mama's yoga, or it ain't your mama's yoga, but you know what? It is. And it became that when I first started. And, you know, I didn't know if we were going to try to have another child after we lost one, but there was just something inside me. When I turned 40, I was like, yeah, we need to try this again. So I didn't want to stop working out, and I didn't necessarily want to change. So I got certified in pre- and postnatal fitness, because I wanted to know the ins and outs, what was okay, what wasn't okay. And then I applied that to DDP Yoga, and I created DDP Yoga for Mamas. I'm so, so excited about this. And it happened to come out at a time where literally so many people in the community became pregnant. So it was perfect timing. And we filmed a video, which is on the app. I'm not sure. I think they may put it to DVD. I'm not sure. But it's got first, second, and third trimester represented in it. So you can work out to this throughout your entire pregnancy. I also, on the side on YouTube, I have a ton of modification videos strictly for pregnant women doing DDP yoga, just everything to make sure that you're being safe for you and your baby. But I'm just super excited, because this means you don't have to stop what you're doing. You know, you can keep feeling good and be doing it safely and connecting with that little one, you know, while he or she's still inside you.
Absolutely. It's so important. And I can remember, we have five children, and many of them, I was put on bed rest for the last trimester, but I can remember my second one, Tristan, I wasn't. And I stayed so active throughout that pregnancy. And I can remember even, you know, the night my water broke, I was dancing, I was having a great time. But it made the labor a lot easier, but it also made the recovery a lot faster too. And so I can remember with our last one, I just can't wait to get moving again. And I so wish DDP Yoga and your program had been available then, because I think I probably could have been doing more than I was. But I was so excited when I saw you put that out. And I thought, wow, this is so fantastic for all those new mommies out there, or, you know, thinking about becoming a mom and worrying about whether or not that means you have to stop your workout and what that'll happen, you know, to your body and to your regime and your routine. Because a lot of people worry about, if I stop doing it now, then I'm worried that I have to start that routine all over again.
Right.
And that's a really, you know, it's a really big deal to keep that momentum going.
Yeah, I mean, it really did play a big part in both the birth and after. With my son, they were both natural, and I pushed with him for almost an hour. And when I had Anna, I pushed for 6 minutes, under 6 minutes, and she came out. Like, everything was just, I don't know, I was just ready. She was born, and with my son, I didn't start getting back into exercise till I think it was like 8 months later. And I started back at 6 weeks after Anna was born. So I feel like, I don't know, my body is more in tune, and it was, you know, I didn't feel as fatigued. And I think doing the exercise all the way up until, I did it up until 8 months, like the last month I took off, and I just did some stretching and stuff. But I really think it played a big, big role in having the energy and being able to get back, you know, into the daily routine.
Absolutely. And that piece around the energy is a really key thing too, because, you know, as we're working out, we're gaining energy, and being a new mom and having a five-year-old already, plus everything you do on top of that, you need your energy, right?
Yeah,
and so many
absolutely.
Moms out there are like that. We need that energy. We need that workout in there.
Yeah, I need as much energy as possible, pretty much. But I shouldn't be saying anything. You have five children, so you are definitely...
I do. And, you know, some of them are grown up now. Actually, Kelly, our oldest, she's pregnant with our granddaughter right now. So I'm hoping she's listening, because, you know, Chris is often telling her, Kelly, you need to be doing some DDP yoga. And so I'm hoping that she's going to listen and say, okay, let me see Christina's workout and give it a try. You know, it's so cute. In the summer, he had our grandson doing a bit of DDP yoga with him. That was really cute.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, it was really cute. But they live in northern BC, quite far from us. But this is something, you know, DDP yoga is something you do in your living room, guys. So you don't have to worry about traveling anywhere. You don't have to worry about getting dressed to go to the gym. It's just a matter of laying the mat out on your floor in your bedroom, living room, backyard, deck, whatever you want, and making the workout your own. So know that Christina's workouts are on the app. There's other workouts on the app, and you can also get the DVDs too, which are fantastic. So that's fabulous. So is there any strategies or tips that you can share about doing DDP yoga or fitness in general later in the later stages of pregnancy?
The most important thing is to just listen to your body. You need to, you know best what you're comfortable with. So as long as you know the modifications and what is safe to do, that's the most important thing. And like I said, I have YouTube videos on it, and there's other prenatal stuff that's out there as well too. But really listen to your body and remember to breathe. A lot of people, when they work out, they don't breathe, but if you don't breathe, your baby doesn't breathe. So it's very, very, very important to, just pay attention and do what you can. It's not about, when you're pregnant, it's not about losing weight or gaining muscle or making strides. It's really just about maintaining and being as healthy as you can, to help with that labor and delivery.
Awesome. Fantastic. So for our listeners, if anyone's wanting to call in later in the episode, if you have any questions for me or for Christina regarding, fitness and nutrition and getting active and motivated, please feel free to give us a call. It's 516-531-9240. So later on in the show, we'll be able to take a couple calls, hopefully. So again, 516-531-9240. So there's something else that you have been working on that I really love, and I'd love for you to share. It's all about Body Rebooted. What is that all about?
So, yeah, so Body Rebooted started as a blog, like an accountability blog, 4 years ago. And it was basically to keep me – sorry, my phone is going off. Let's turn this off. It's basically to keep me accountable for the weight loss I was trying to go through after the miscarriage and what I was eating and whatnot. But with my success, I ended up losing 60 pounds in 5 months. And then people were asking for advice and whatnot. So it kind of morphed into a platform to help others. Right now, it used to just be a food blog because food is so integral, you know, as far as healthy living and whatnot. But it's expanded now. And now it's everything fitness, family, food, everything in one. I had started another blog, Family Rebooted, but I decided to merge them together just because most people have families and they're trying to lose weight and they're trying to stay healthy. So it's kind of all in one. It's just in a, you know, a complete healthy lifestyle blog. So, yeah. So if you go on there, I do a lot of product reviews. I like to try and test stuff out and let people know, you know, if it's worthwhile to try, if it'll work for them before they spend the money trying to do it. I do personal posts through the pregnancy and fitness, and I do recipes, all sorts of stuff. Anything to help you, you know, in your daily life.
Absolutely. And I love the recipes you post. They always look so yummy. And I love that
Thank you.
Gluten-free. Yeah. At our home, we try to be gluten-free as much as possible when my honey doesn't order pizza. that's his weakness, and it becomes our weakness.
Yes.
But, you know, when we're not gluten-free, we feel the effects big time. I know my one daughter, it looks like she got punched because her eyes get so black whenever she has wheat.
No.
And, you know, so we really try to be gluten-free as much as possible. But I love that you have those recipes there that are accessible for people to use.
Yeah, well, one of the things that happened after my miscarriage is I was having a very bad bout with eczema, and I never had this problem before, and it was covering 25% of my body. So I was trying to figure out, you know, you go to the dermatologist and they give you some steroid cream, but after a while, you know, that's, you kind of realize, okay, I don't want to be putting this on my body forever. So something else has to be affecting my skin. So I went and got a test done for all my food sensitivities. And sure enough, gluten was a severe intolerance, something that once it hits that severe column, that it's not going to go away. So it took a while to kind of revamp my diet. I remember going to the library and just taking out a ton of books and trying to read and figure out, okay, well, this store has this and this store has that, and, you know, where I could get everything. But once I got it down, I mean, it's been a huge game changer for us. Not only did my skin clear up 99%, you know, I don't have that fatigue anymore after I eat, and I don't have the bloating, and I used to have really bad headaches. For me, specifically, it's made a huge change. My husband is not intolerant at all. He got tested, but he said he feels better when he eats like that. So, you know, and I don't know about my son or my daughter, but my son is about 90%. I leave a little bit. If he goes to a birthday party, I'm not going to, you know, dissuade him from having birthday cake or something like that for right now until I know otherwise. But just try to keep it out as much as possible. It doesn't hurt, you know. So I don't know. So if you are intolerant or you are celiac, all the recipes are for you. I've been backed by the I forget what it's called, celiacdisease.org, I think is what the website is, and it's on there as one of their trusted websites. So everything I do is well researched before I put it out. So. Whether you need to for medical reasons or you just want to eat better, all those recipes are for you.
That's great. And, you know, my older brother has celiac as well as one of my great aunts. And I can remember as a kid, the gluten-free options were not pleasant. The bread came out of a can and it didn't taste very good. And I can remember we lived in a very small Northern Ontario village, if you can even call it that. I think there was something like less than 400 people or something. It was very, very, very small. And so we used to have to get on the bus at about 6:45 in the morning to go to school. It would still be dark out. It was very early. And I can remember my brother taking my lunch and making me have his gluten-free option. And I have to tell you, to the people who have dedicated their lives to creating yummy gluten-free food, thank you. Because we have come a long, long way since 1980. The food that's available is so much better. It tastes better. And it really helps you to live the lifestyle a lot easier. I know when we first went gluten-free, we went dairy-free at the same time because Brooklyn has both of those intolerances. And mm-hmm. I also had them too. But, it was really for her and we just all got the benefit. But we were very strict with it for about 3.5 weeks because we really wanted to give it an honest try and work it right out of our body. Mm-hmm. And I can remember about 3.5 weeks later, one of the kids said, "I really miss pizza, Dad. Like, I miss you ordering pizza." And so Chris just kind of looked at me and I said, "You know what? It's been a little while. Like, my concern was if we say no, 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 then they're going to go somewhere and binge, right?" So
right.
I said, "Sure, let's just order it and see, you know, we'll get it. But guys, this isn't a habit. We're not going to do this often." And within 20 minutes to half an hour of having pizza, first of all, they noticed they didn't eat as much of it as they had before.
Mm-hmm.
I think even Chris stopped at 2 slices. And all of us were sick. Like within 20 minutes, half hour, the kids are lining up at the washroom. We're like, "Oh my gosh, I feel horrible." And, you know, even if they didn't have the intolerance, because to my knowledge, I don't think Chris has the intolerance, but no one felt good.
Right.
So that's my challenge to people. Like when they say, "I don't think it'll make a difference," just take it out and see what happens. It doesn't have to be forever. Just give it a little try for a few weeks and then introduce it and see what your body thinks of that.
And that's exactly right. If you can eliminate it for 3 to 4 weeks, that's a really good baseline. And then you can try to add it back in to see how you react to it. That's a really, really smart way to go about it. You'd be surprised, you know, how much better you'll feel without it, like, even if you don't have an intolerance.
Absolutely. And Chris, the biggest thing he noticed was the bloating factor. If mm-hmm. I remember correctly, he just said, "You know, my stomach feels so much better now." And, you know, it makes a difference to not have these things in our body if they're not going to be working for us. And definitely whole foods do a much better job. The
Absolutely.
One thing I struggle with, and hopefully you're going to have a strategy or solution for me, coconut flour. What the heck do I do with that?
you know, there are so many gluten-free flours out there, and each one kind of has its own, you know, place. I used to use coconut flour a lot when I made pancakes. I'd use coconut flour and just mashed up bananas and I would make little pancakes out of them. But thank goodness for Google these days, because you can definitely look it up. But there's some really good sites out there, or even on Pinterest, where you can put in tapioca flour, you know, brown rice flour, coconut flour, and it will tell you, okay, this is good for, you know, baked goods. This is good for this and this and this. So each one kind of has its own purpose. You just have to learn which one works. I kind of get a little bit lazy, but this is why I love Bob's Red Mill so much, is they have a one-to-one flour. A lot of traditional flour, if you're going to use gluten-free flour, it's not, one cup doesn't equal one cup. You may have to do more or less depending on what you're trying to make, but they have a one-to-one flour. So you can literally just use that flour and replace it in any traditional recipe, and it tastes fantastic. So that's pretty much what I do now. It's a mixture of a bunch of different flours, but the ratios are the same. So you don't have to try to like figure everything out.
Yeah. And we did discover that one, the all-purpose Bob Red Mills, and we discovered xanthan gum needs to be added mm-hmm. to some of the things to put it in.
Yeah.
And little things like banana bread with the gluten-free flour, we noticed it wasn't rising the way that it used to. So now I just double the egg. Or if
mm-hmm.
you're vegan, double the flax.
Right.
And that really just took care of it. So it's really just a matter of being a kid in the kitchen again and playing around to see what works for you.
That's exactly, yeah, especially with the recipes that I make. Sometimes sometimes I think I have the right, you know, proportion, and it comes out and I have to start all over again. But you're right. It's just a matter of playing with it, which is, you know, if you find some good gluten-free food sites, bookmark them or pin them and save them for later, because we've pretty much done all the work so you don't have to. So it'll save you a bunch of time and money in the kitchen.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great way to do it. I don't really know what we did without Google before, because I know whenever we're stuck now, it's not even the kids doing it. I know Chris and I do that too. We'll be like, oh, that recipe, what was that? You know, and so there's so many great resources out there with different ideas for helping us stay healthy with fitness and with nutrition. And definitely your site is a go-to site. So have that one bookmarked, guys. It's fantastic. There's lots of great resources on there. And as Christina mentioned, she really has done her research. So, you know, sometimes people are worried about, well, I don't know who put that out there, if it's authentic or true, but definitely Christina is a great resource, and she's not going to just say, well, you know, I think this might be right. You know, you really know your stuff. And I've even heard you before say, I'll get back to you on that. So
right.
I love the way you do that. And everybody knows that you are definitely authentic, and you're not going to just say, well, this is the fad this week. You definitely know your stuff. And I love that.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So you've got all of this going on. You have a new baby at home, and you have your amazing Max and your husband and your career and everything going on. So how are you staying motivated, and how difficult was it to stay motivated with your fitness goals after having Anna?
I'm not going to lie. It's a daily struggle. But right now what motivates me is just being a good example for my kids. So it's important to not let my food choices slide, and it's important to stay active. I try to do as much as I can. I realize I'm not perfect, but I try to, you know, keep doing active stuff with my son. And I want to be able to keep up with him. First of all, he's 5 going on like 15, and he's all over the place, and he has so much energy. So if I don't take care of myself, I can't keep up with him. So that's a motivation in itself. But I want to be a good role model for both of them. But another big part of that is there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of my readers from Body Rebooted and a lot of my friends and stuff from DDP Yoga that, you know, are looking to me for guidance, and I am feeding off them and how they're doing. So it's kind of reciprocal that way. And I may be motivating them, but they're actually inspiring me to keep going. So it's one of those things that kind of, you know, the circle of life thing. But yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's definitely been a challenge, especially with little to no sleep.
Yes, that's probably the biggest thing for a new parent is the sleep factor. Definitely that makes a huge difference. But I really love, again, I mentioned your live earlier, how you go on live every Thursday. And I love how you do that, because I bet that also is a motivator for you.
It is. Oh my gosh. And especially when I see people get on, they're like, hey, I lost 5 pounds this week. Hey, I lost a pound. Hey, I did this and I feel better. Like, that's huge. That's just changing people for the better. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I don't regret a single day since I left my old kind of life and job behind. And I do this because I just, helping people is just, I don't know. It's just such an amazing feeling that you can't really duplicate, you know, doing anything else. So, I'm liking my little Facebook Live things. They're fun.
It is a lot of fun. And, you know, you are making a difference. We had fallen out of our workouts with doing the construction at the business and being so busy and stuff. And so I know it was a motivator for me to go, Chris, like, we need to do a workout. If Christina can do it with a new baby, surely we can find 20 minutes
right?
to do a workout. So, you know, it is making a big difference for everybody. And of course, I love watching you and Garrett banter on there. It's always a lot of fun too. So shout out to Garrett. Thank you. He always makes everybody smile.
Jared's awesome. He's my BFF. When I go back to start teaching in the new year back at the PC, I told him, I said, we're going to keep doing these Facebook Live things, but we're going to do it together from there just to have some more fun. I don't know. We feed off each other pretty well.
I love that. And I was so excited to see that Garrett now is also a certified instructor.
I know. I'm so excited. Right before I took maternity leave, we were practicing, and he was amazing even back then. And I haven't been able to take, obviously, one of his classes yet, but I'm so looking forward to it because he's incredible. And his partner in crime, since I'm not there, is Shannon, and she just got certified too. So I'm super excited for all the new blood at the PC.
That is really exciting. And, you know, for anyone who hasn't popped by there yet, it has such amazing energy. And, you know, we had the opportunity to stop by last October on our way back from Florida. And we just loved popping in there. And Chris got his butt kicked at a couple of your workouts. And, you know, we just had such a great time. And definitely the energy in there, like, you have to be motivated in there. Like, there's no escaping it because it's just going to get you.
It's almost contagious.
It is. And you all have such great energy together. It's, you know, I find even though personalities are a little different, you guys all mesh really, really well. It's like the perfect example of a healthy workplace, because even though sometimes things probably get crazy or whatever, you guys get along so well and you're always having fun and learning. And I really think any workplace, if you can combine those two things and you're still loving it and wanting to go back, everybody's going to benefit. And all the people that you touch from there are only going to get just, you know, rainbows of that effect because everyone's loving it and couldn't wait to go back. So I know when we head back to Florida this winter, I know we'll definitely be popping by to see you guys.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So we've talked a little bit about Body Rebooted. We've talked a little bit about DDP yoga and being a mommy and all that fun stuff. And I'm just wondering, how is it that you're balancing all of it? Like, how is it that you organize your time so that you can get all of that accomplished? Because you're doing quite a bit. Even though you're on mat leave right now, you're still accomplishing a lot. And before that, you know, being pregnant, like what is it that you use as a strategy to help you stay on top of everything you need to do?
Well, I am by nature a very organized person, very type A personality. So obviously when you have a baby and kids, things don't always go according to schedule as much as I would like them to. So I've kind of had to adapt. So I do have like an outline of stuff that I want to do every week. Like I know I want to put a blog post out every week, whether it's inspirational or a recipe or whatnot. I know I want to get X amount of workouts in. I know I want to, you know, spend time with my son doing this. So I kind of set up, instead of like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this is what I'm doing. I kind of just set up a goal for the week. Okay. I want to work out 4 times. I want to go do this for my blog. And then I kind of leave the rest open because if I make it too structured, I'm going to go crazy because the baby's not going to let me, or my son's going to have something else to do at school or whatnot. So it's definitely a change for me, especially with 2 kids. My God, I didn't realize how easy 1 kid was until I had 2. So, but I think just being open to the flexibility has helped me a lot. I can still get my goals in, you know, as long as they're not structured. So I don't feel bad if I can't work out Monday. If I do it Tuesday, then I'm still fine because I'm still within my goals for the week. So it's just a little bit different. It's still organized. It's just not down to the specific, you know, day, time, and hour for everything.
Absolutely. And you know what's really interesting is I traditionally have always been a very A-type person as well. Like my calendar and my date book, my kids used to tease me. They're like, you like your calendar better than us some days. And of course they were joking. That's never going to be true. But I was very structured. And I think being a mom of 5 kids, that worked for me because I always kept a very busy life as well, you know, whether it's with my volunteer work or business or whatever the case may be. that was my safety net to keep it all in line. And then following that accident, having a brain injury, my brain doesn't work that way anymore. So it's very interesting that the style that you're using now, where you have your things that you'd like to get done, but you pick your top ones. That's really the strategy that I've adopted, where I have my 10 things each week that these are the things that I really would like, but these are the three that matter most.
Right.
And, you know, that really takes the pressure off quite a bit. And I find that I'm getting a lot more accomplished by doing it that way. And one of my coaching students, I'll give her a shout out here, Tamara Arnold Brower, or Brower Arnold rather. You can find her as The Enchanted Fairy on Facebook. She developed a coloring agenda where you can color and has your top 10 of what you'd like to do. Choose your biggest three that need to get done, top priorities. And then she's got a section where you put your motivator for the week. And so that's my Sunday activity. I do my coloring agenda and I keep that up on the fridge. And, you know,
that's
the guilt
great.
Is gone now. Whereas before, I kept trying to make my brain work the way it did before with a date book. And all I have is guilt. And I'm like, there's so much I'm not doing. But by shifting to do it this way, now I was like, wow, look at how much I got done, you know, and that flexibility because, you know, the days that I had the headaches or things like that from the brain injury, it wasn't realistic that I could do the things I wanted to do. But, you know, if I'd waited 2 days, I could have got them done. So just like you with the kids,
stressful.
If you get busy, you know, it's okay if you don't do your workout Monday because you still can do it on Tuesday. And, you know, guilt is everywhere in our world. So it's any way we can pull that out because it really demotivates us from what we really want. It pushes us away from our goals. So I love that strategy is working for you too, because I know I've found it works so well for me.
Yeah, it's just been so much less stressful. And I'm happier, I think, because of it. So I'm not feeling disappointed in myself. Like you said, the guilt if I don't, you know, get something done.
Absolutely. I mean, I think guilt is a really big barrier for a lot of people in so many different ways of their world. But guilt, I know with my coaching clients, guilt plays a role almost every time we're talking about eating healthy, nutrition, and exercise.
Yeah.
And so it's always interesting to me to see how that guilt is playing a role in their life and really preventing them from reaching their goals. And we talk a lot about, you know, what is the limiting belief behind that? Like, who gave you that guilt or when did you decide that that belonged there? And it's interesting how much power we can give it and how much power we can take away from it when we just acknowledge that it's there and move away to something healthier.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay, so one other thing I wanted to touch on, we've got about 15 minutes left, and I wanted to talk a little bit about body image and things like that, because many of our listeners and new mommies really struggle with body image. So I'm just wondering, you know, do you have any words of wisdom or advice or things to help them be kinder to themselves? Because that's so important that we be kind to ourselves.
So this is a very sensitive subject with me. I'm actually writing a big blog article about it because body image has been such a struggle for me for so many years. It really got intensified after I lost the baby because it wasn't like, okay, well, I'm not happy with my body because I had a baby, but I didn't have anything tangible there to say, you know, here's the reason why. So I struggled a really long, hard time with it, and I'm still struggling today. But I ended up going to counseling because it was just such a big part of a negativity in my life, and I knew I needed to change it. And what I learned basically is that, you know, when you're a mommy, you did an incredible thing. Like, our bodies are amazing and we grow little tiny humans. And, you know, and that in itself is just incredible. There's no perfect postpartum body. You know, that's fiction. It doesn't exist. Yes, there's celebrities out there, but they have trainers and nutritionists. And people take care of their kids. You know, the list goes on and on, and that's their job. But for normal, everyday people, there is no realistic, oh, just bounce back in 6 weeks. It doesn't happen like that. But what I learned is that with my son, I wasn't in any of the pictures for pretty much the first year of his life. And that's because I didn't like the way that I looked. I didn't like that I was so heavy. And my husband was like, you're not in anything. He's like, there's like no, basically no representation of you at all in her first year of life. And that's horrible. Like, I shouldn't have to, you know, not be able to celebrate or not, you know, miss out on life and not be part of stuff because I'm not comfortable in my skin. So it's been a challenge. And even now I struggle with it, but I know that, that I did something incredible and that I'm just like everybody else. Nobody's judging me. And even if they are, I don't need to worry about what other people think. And as far as my children go, they're going to love me no matter what, you know, so I need to be a role model for them. And I need, they're not going to say, oh, well, mommy weighed an extra 20 pounds. So, you know, blah, 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 blah. They don't care. They care that you're there, that you're sharing life experiences with them, that, you know, you're their teacher. So that's what's most important. Yes, I still, you know, it's still going to be something that's in my mind, but I try to think about it in a more positive way. And I try to not rush everything and just know that, you know, it is what it is. And I'm doing all the right steps I need to get to where I want to be. And in the meantime, I'm just going to enjoy life. So like I said, it's a daily struggle, but I think that we're all in the same boat. And if we can all just learn to love ourselves a little bit more and enjoy our life, then it'll get a little bit easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, you said something really key. You said a lot of really key things, but one thing that really stands out to me, I learned this saying a long, long time ago, and I say it a lot, is it's none of my business what they think of me.
Right.
And, you know, when I was a teen, I had an eating disorder. And, you know, weight was a really big thing and body image was a really big thing. And then, I don't know, my early 20s, I had taken the birth control needle and they said, oh, you might gain 5 pounds. And I said, are you sure that's it? Because, you know, I've come a long way, but I think if I gained a lot, I worry that, you know, what that would do. And they said, no, no, just about 5 pounds. Well, sure enough, I gained 60 pounds in 2 months.
Wow.
From that. And, you know, how you say you weren't in the pictures for Max's first year, I can totally relate to that because I didn't go in any pictures. I took them all. And I think that was my excuse. I would just say, oh, well, I'm the one that takes them. So that's why I'm not in them. But after I was in that accident, you know, being that close to having died and things like that, it was a huge wake-up call to me. And I would go through the scrapbooks and I'm like, I'm not in any of them. If I had died, my kids would have no pictures of me.
Right.
And since then, you know, sure, I care what I look like. We all care what we look like. But even if I'm having an off day, I still go in the picture now. And I make sure, like, okay, I'm going to take this picture. And then I purposely hand the camera to Chris or whoever, and I ask for them to take a picture too. Because, you know, we're a really big part of our children, our friends, our spouses' lives. And like you said, they don't care what you look like. They love you from what's inside. And that's the thing that we need to remember for ourselves, that if we love ourselves for who we really are, part of that is taking care of ourselves, which will help the body image too, right? So
yeah.
I love that you shared your story and I so appreciate that because I think a lot of people can really relate to your story and it'll help them with what they've been going through as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of movements that I've seen that are going online. There's a lady in Australia who just did a big documentary on postpartum. She used to be a bikini model. And then she had children and she's, you know, she's obviously not in that kind of shape anymore, but she's so much happier and so in love with her body and her kids. And she did a big movement. And there's another one right now with postpartum bodies. And I just think it's really important for women to know that you don't have to look a certain way. You know, you don't have to be this little perfect stereotype, you know, to be happy. You can be happy right now. You just need to work through it just like with anything else.
Absolutely. And be honest about what it really means to you. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, being honest with everyone, but at least being honest with yourself. And I find journaling to be such a huge tool for that, to have that safe space to kind of get those feelings out. Because then we can choose one of those negative beliefs, one of those limiting beliefs, and just tackle that one for the week even. And, you know, when we find out what are these things really about, it makes a huge difference. And I know for my coaching students, when they come in to learn how to be life and executive coaches, you know, one of the top things that people go see a coach for is weight loss.
Right.
And I tell them, I promise you, it is never about the weight loss. In every single situation, there's always something behind it.
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting how our bodies can hold all of this for us. But by doing things like DDP yoga and eating healthy and finding recipes that we love and make us feel good, those things will help with the weight. But it also is helping with what's really going on behind the weight, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, Christina, what is a way that our listeners can connect with you and follow you and be inspired by you?
Well, you can always hop onto the blog. It's bodyrebooted.com. Or you can hang out with me. I'm on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. Everything is, you know, at Body Rebooted. I'm pretty accessible. You can even email me, Christina@bodyrebooted.com. I don't get to check my email quite as often as I did before the baby came, but I promise if you write me, I will write you back eventually. and I just kind of want to put this out there. I have, at the moment, I'm not taking any nutrition clients, obviously, because I have the baby and whatnot. But what I did is I wrote an ebook. It's called 30 Days to a New You, and it's basically like a healthy go-to guide for healthy living and weight loss. And what I wanted to do was create something that if you can't afford to have a personal nutritionist or a personal trainer, you know, that's hundreds of dollars, you can take this ebook and you can apply it to your life. It has little tips and tricks along with like a 30-day meal plan and stuff to help you get back to where you need to be to go on to that healthy journey to feel good from the inside out. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there. I've got some really good feedback on it so far. And the book is $9.99, but if you sign up for my mailing list, then I think you get 30% off. But it's just a really, really good tool to help you on your way. So that in itself also has a private Facebook group, and I do a lot of stuff in there as well. So that seems to be a really good place for a lot of people who are like-minded, and everyone's kind of going through the same struggles, and we all share different recipes and different strategies that work. So that's a big place where I hang out as well. But yeah, I mean, I'm around. Hit me up anytime. Like I said, I'm pretty accessible, so you can find
That's
me.
Awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, you gave a couple weeks now in a row on your live, you've given really good advice. The one was water consumption, and the other one was making sure you write down absolutely everything you put in your mouth for 3 days. So can you tell everybody, why are those two things so key for weight loss and feeling great?
Yeah, water is the number one thing for health and weight loss. And the goal is to drink half your weight in ounces every day. And it's basically going to flush your system. A lot of people think that the less water they drink, the less their body will hold, but it's actually the opposite. So your body is going to retain a lot of water if it doesn't know when it's going to get its next dose. So the more water that you drink, the more your cells will release the water that it's holding, and it will keep your body flush and trim and healthy. Plus it carries nutrients and whatnot without your body. So water is super, super important. It also plays a role with making you feel a bit more full. So if you're trying to work on reducing your portion size or your caloric intake, that helps satiate you a little. And what was the second thing?
About your writing everything down for 3 days,
oh, yeah,
what you're eating.
That's huge. Keeping a food log can be a little bit, can take a little bit of time. It takes a little bit of effort, but you are worth it. It's so important to see where you are. And if you are trying to make changes in your diet, it's important to know where you're starting from. So writing everything you eat or drink from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, and doing that over a course of 3 to 7 days and averaging out and saying, okay, you know, if you're using a program like MyFitnessPal, it's going to tell you, here's where your calories are coming from. You know, you have 80% carbs and you only have 15% protein or whatever, you know, an X amount of fat, whatever those balances are, you can go, oh, okay, so maybe I need to bring my protein and my fat up and reduce all those carbs. And you can just tinker with it and see what works best for you. But you have to know how much you're eating and what you're doing in order to make a change. So that's really, really important. It keeps you conscious about what you're putting into your mouth, that, you know, that hand to mouth movement, instead of just kind of letting it all go out the window.
That's fantastic. And I know I've heard Chris say the same thing to clients. You know, it's so important and it really leaves them nowhere to hide. Like if you're being really honest with everything and writing it all down, it's going to really deliver a good message to you as to where those calories and where the diet issues are coming from, as far as what's really working for you and what isn't.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when we're trying to lose weight, it's really easy to make excuses. Oh, well,
yep.
You know, for example, this weekend's Canadian Thanksgiving. I know for sure we're going to all hear next week, well, you know, I had to because my aunt made this yummy pie and it would have been rude not to eat it. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
the stuffing is so good, we wouldn't want it to go to waste, you know, all of those things. But if we're being really honest and writing it all down, it's not about the guilt. It's about
right.
an assessment tool to really see what's working for you and what isn't. Because, you know, having that fresh set of eyes, go on that food journal and say, you know, did you realize that this over here actually is really high in calories? Maybe you just didn't know that before.
Right. And you know what? Speaking about holidays and stuff like that, a lot of people get stressed out and they're like, I can't enjoy myself. And everything is in moderation. You know, life is going to get in the way. It's just going to happen like that. But you don't have to not have, you know, Aunt Linda's pie or this dressing. You can have the best thing to do when you're on any kind of diet is just have a little bit of everything. You don't have to have the entire slice. Just have a bite or two, something so that you're not depriving yourself of stuff that you want, but you're not overindulging either. So, like I said, it's all about the balance, and logging your food and your water intake is just a really good tool to help you get to where you want to be.
Absolutely. And you know, when you deprive yourself, chances are you're going to feel bad later. Or
you're going to eat
twice as much the next time, and then you definitely are going to feel bad after.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of really great things you can eat instead too. And so I'm going to, this really quick recipe, last year we had a vegan Thanksgiving. So one son and I are vegetarian. So the one day we had a vegan Thanksgiving with a friend of ours, and then the next day we had a traditional Thanksgiving with my dad. And so, you know, every year I make chocolate pie. That's one big thing that the family loves. And so I said, well, I'm not going to bother with the gluten-free crust because I'm not figuring out the flour piece right now. But I did it with just crushed walnuts.
Yes.
And doing the crushed walnuts and then coconut milk instead of milk in with the chocolate. And it was phenomenal. So there's really easy substitutes that you can do. And there's lots of ideas online, guys. So there's no reason to deprive yourself this Thanksgiving, whether you're in Canada this month or whether you are in the States next month. Everyone's going to eat well. It's just about that portion control and being honest with yourself about what you can do to feel good about it.
And, you know, if you start some kind of, you know, if you're on the road to trying to lose weight and you've cut your portions down, you'll actually be surprised when that big Thanksgiving dinner comes. You won't even want to eat as much as you used to. I don't know, like your stomach shrinks and you're just not, you just don't eat it all. And it's a really cool feeling when that happens.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Christina. You have been a phenomenal guest, and I know how much you inspire everyone, so I'm so grateful that you joined us today to share your insight and wisdom. And I hope everyone's going to be following you on Family Rebooted and Body Rebooted and finding where they can get a healthy reboot in their lives.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, take good care and lots of love to the family. And hopefully we will see you soon.
Sounds good.
Okay, guys, that's it for today's episode. I am wishing you all the happiest of Thanksgivings. You know, I am so grateful for each of you and the opportunity to share all these wonderful guests with you. I'm sending you lots of love. Everyone on the East Coast, please stay safe, everybody on the East Coast right now. I know my son's sailing with Sail When and If. So if you see a beautiful tall ship in the Philly area, say hi, go for a day sail if it's safe. It's a beautiful boat. So I'm thinking of all of you, sending lots of love to everybody, lots of grateful wishes to everyone. And remember, keep your gratitude list going, not just on Thanksgiving, but every day, because that is where the magic is in keeping everyone healthy and happy. Take good care, guys, and we'll see you soon at Grounded Roots Wellness.